Good evening, Patriots. So we are in a exciting time because tomorrow morning, as I mentioned in the previous show, we are going to be seeing tickets for Bard's Fest in one of the venues go on sale in the morning. Now, the new website, I'm not exactly sure if it's going to be up right away or if it's going to be up around noon, but we're working on it right now. The link to buy tickets on Ticketmaster will be underneath each podcast. We'll put some descriptions up on Gab and that our Gab site, Bard's FM. So you'll have it there as well. And I'll put up a post on YouTube. So you can on the community page, and I'll also put up a video tonight on YouTube so you guys can follow it there. So I'll get into a bigger discussion about that. And in fact, I'll use this venue right now to kind of talk about Bard's Fest tonight for quite a bit, so you can kind of get a sense of what's going on. Before we get started, a couple of public service announcements. We have, first of all, our support for MyPillow, which is a big deal. I mean, MyPillow and what Mike Lindell is doing for this nation. On the 27th at Bard's Fest, we're going to be doing a celebration for Mike Lindell, honoring him for all he does. And so we're asking Patriots to give as much support as possible. Make sure you have your My Slippers. And then also just get as much sales going over there as possible. MyPillow's donated, or not contributed would be the right term, over $40,000 to Bard's Fest so far. And it's just amazing. And so the actions the Patriots are doing over there right now are amazing. Using the promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, and getting all sorts of great savings in the process and great product. So we have a great company, a great CEO, and great products. My Slippers are part of the Slipper Revolution, which will be on the 27th of August. We want all the Patriots to bring your My Slippers to the event to celebrate and give thanks to Mike Lindell, who's going to be speaking on that day. And then we have we have the whole push to get as much sales over to MyPillow as possible, since the cancel culture has managed to pull away about $65 million of sales from his company by canceling them out of various retail outlets and trying to constantly disparage him in the news. And of course, we know that's just not the way things are going to fly with Patriots. On top of it, Mike Lindell is not only a man of Christ, he gives credit to his success in his love of Jesus Christ, and he walks the talk in everything he does. So again, MyPillow.com, use the promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, and if you are so inclined to talk to a person, a human being, you can dial 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. Same promo code, BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, and get all your savings right there. The other announcement is Dr. Tenpenny is running her course again on the vax issue, which is getting smart on that. So I'm encouraging everybody that wants to get a good education on that topic to get over there. That's the 20 mechanisms of injuries, which is her live stream webinar, which is going to be airing on Saturday, July 10th. And you can get on over to her site, drtenpenny.com, and you can click on the events page and then hit RSVP, and you can sign up for that event there. All right, Bard's Fest. This has been a long, to get to where we are right now, it's been a long journey. We still have a long ways to go. We have 55 days before Bard's Fest kicks off, and we have a ton of work to do. And the team in Bard's is working their tail off and doing an amazing job, and we're continuing to get great people coming forward to give us a hand to pull this together. It's going to be a huge event, and what we expect to be probably the biggest revival in human history. This is not our event. This is God's event. And we are simply stewards and shepherds of this event. Bard's Fest has two venues. There is the indoor venue, which is the family arena, which is more of a traditional sit-down lecture and concert arena venue. And there is the outdoor venue, which is much more a family festival environment. Both venues have speakers and performers. Not all the performers are exactly the same. Not all the speakers will be exactly the same. We will, as much as possible, try to get certain speakers to go to both venues. Probably get both all the five doctor team over to both venues. We'll try to get... I have Mike Lindell scheduled for the indoor. I haven't talked to them yet, but I'm going to try to get him to go to the outdoor venue. We have... We think we have Joe Flynn coming, and I only say that Joe Flynn did commit, but he's having knee surgery on the 20th, so I've told him we'll get him a wheelchair and a pusher if we have to get him there, but we should have Joe Flynn there. We have a lot of great pastors there. They're going to be giving sermons each day. We're going to be doing places for baptismal. We're going to be having places to pray. We're going to be having celebrations from the sense of like the outdoor venue. There's going to be there's going to be one area that's going to be very much like a fair area where we're going to have some rides and games and food trucks and vendors. And we have an indoor space as well. And it's a huge, what used to be a huge surface mall. So there's 14 acres on one side with an outdoor stage, big Megatron. And there's an indoor part of this. Then inside of that, we have stations for county by county. We have what we would call storefronts, what they call stalls. There's seven different ones of those that we're setting up for each county topic. We have an ice skating rink that we're going to be opening up to families. We have a daycare for families if they want to drop their kids off for a little bit. We have a kind of a inflatable... We're working on this. We're thinking we're going to have an inflatable ninja style, like, you know, just ninja obstacle course thing for kids and families to go on. Our whole focus on the venue for the outdoor venue is completely family oriented. Okay. It is geared towards families coming together and being together and celebrating together. The indoor venue is probably a little more formal. It's not to bring your family, but it's more of a sit down and listen, and it's more of that traditional type of patriot type rally. And both of them have uniqueness, and both of them have commonality, and it gives enough range of things that we can do that we're providing a venue for just about everybody in the patriot movement. But it's all centered, everything is centered on Christ and God. It's just that simple. Everything is built around that. It isn't like that's a secondary concept. We're not pushing politics as a lead. Everything leads with God. Everything. So there is going to be discussions about the vax issues. There are going to be some discussions, political issues, about the current state of affairs. We'll probably hear some about the election things. Not a lot, but some. That's all going to be part of it. It's necessary because this is not so much about just... being a traditional, if you want to say like the traditional church role where we don't touch those things, this is much more about like the way it was in the beginning of our country. We're going to talk about tyranny. We're going to talk about what it takes to be a Christian and Christ in your heart and to stand up to this tyranny and what that responsibility is. We're going to be celebrating God's power and glory there. We're opening up, when I say opening, on the first day, let's put it that way, and we're still setting the time. I think our time is going to be at 7:11 is, I think, the time we've determined, but we're still playing with that. That is when we're going to blow off the 300 shofars, and we're going to have 300 pots of light that are going to be broken. We have video walls in each of the venues, so if something's happening outside, we can broadcast it over to the other side so you can see it. We're going to have video production teams on the ground so we can turn this into a live streaming event and we can have a documentary produced after this, okay? This is a very, very big production. It's huge. In fact, it's what's God's led us to do. It's the easiest way to say this. This isn't just a bunch of guys sitting around and girls and going, let's see what we can do. I mean, we've prayed on this every single day. And I'm praying on this every day. We have come to really appreciate just how powerful it is when we turn it over to God and let him lead, and we just simply steward. And it just continues to rain. There will be so many announcements, I can tell you, that are coming. I already know some of the discussions that I can't talk about yet, of things that we're working on. It's gonna be just a jaw-dropping event. And we are so excited for the country and for the patriots around the world, not because of the event, but because this is a place where we truly believe you're going to feel God. I don't think anybody's going to walk away from this event without being touched by Christ. So I say all this because tickets go on sale tomorrow, and here's where I'm going to say there's going to be a frenzy of stuff going on. There's four different days. The speaker rosters are still lining up. This is what I can tell you. Nobody is going to be disappointed. Okay, nobody. Sunday is our final day. It starts at 7 a.m. and goes to 5. The rest of the days start at 10 and they go to 11. And Sunday is going to be as exciting as the opening day. Friday is going to be as exciting as any other day. It's just going to, each day is going to have its unique moments. So I say that because if you buy a ticket and you say, well, and because all these venue lineups are coming up now, we're starting to get them all put together, you're not going to miss out on anything, is my point. And you're not going to miss out because there are just so many amazing things happening, and there's two venues. And so there'll be enough overlap that the one objective we've had, we put forth to everybody, and we put forth in prayer, is that nobody leaves without feeling like they had a glorious time. That's our main objective. So we do have an amazing list of speakers that have been developing. Pastor Greg Locke is going to be doing opening sermons. Pastor Tony Wood is coming. Pastor Travis Graham. Pastor Casper McLeod, Pastor Mike Spaulding, Mike Lindell, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Christian Northrup, Dr. Jim Meehan, Dr. Eric Naputi, Dr. David Martin, Clay Clark, Jim Pugh, Kevin Jenkins. These are some of the speakers right now, and we're just adding stuff. And Dr. Naputi is going to be almost co-emceeing with me. We're going to be moving around doing that. We have, obviously, Brian Kahenick, North Point Worship, Ann Wilson, Amy Loftus, some of our performers, and more. I mean, I just got off the phone for an hour's call before this talking about some new performers coming in. We just have amazing stuff happening here, and this is all blessed, every bit of it. I get off the phone a little bit ago, and this is a huge event. Okay, two events like this is like doing a Super Bowl, because there's so many moving pieces. We have everything, every bit of coordination, from different bands to security to moving people around. And I just got introduced to a guy who's done 5,000 concerts around the world, and he says, "I go where God leads me, and I need to be part of your event." So he's come in to help oversee and advise us on things, to make sure that everything is going to be top-notch, and he has Christ in his heart. I mean, this is just how it's been working, and it's a beautiful, beautiful experience. And, you know, I have a feeling that there'll be some, we might stub our toe here or there. But it's simply amazing. We have the county commissioner in St. Charles, and just an amazing guy, and he calls me almost twice a week to make sure everything is okay. We have the governor of Missouri that thinks he's all behind this. We have the owner of the facility for the St. Louis Drive-In, which is the outdoor facility, or Drive-In St. Louis. He's just a really well-known family in Missouri. He is 100% behind this, totally excited about it. He's been helping us with his team. You just, to experience this, Patriots, is to experience that, just as we're seeing this evolve, and why I'm kind of talking about this tonight, is it's the whole development of this was 3.5 years ago, three and a half months ago, which started on a live chat right here. And if you remember that, if you were on that live chat, I was just asked the question, are you going to have a rally? And I kind of did this walk around the edge thing, you know, like a politician does. I said yes and no in the same sentence. And so we ended up closing out that session that night. That was in a Bard's FM live chat. And I got some dinner and I came back to do this show, Fishers of Men. And as I sat down, I just felt like this big whacking in the head. Yes, you say yes. That's pretty much what it felt like. And so I said, I'm like, I don't know what to say, but we're going to have a festival. And that's how we started this. No idea. We started talking about Saint, we were going to do in South Dakota, and then that didn't work out. And then all of a sudden things started to happen. And I am telling you, it has taken off with lightning. I mean, the minute that I got connected to Dr. Eric Napudi, and then even he talks about it. He's like, this is God's hand. He says, I pick up the phone and I call the governor's office, and they're like, oh, Bard's FM. We know Bard's FM. Of course we want them here. So this is how it's been. And there's just so much. It is so powerful. And what is this isn't just, you know, this isn't a political rally. This is a healing of a nation. This is the calling upon God to humble ourselves before him to heal our nation. This is the blowing of shofars to open up the heavens. This is for us to have our word heard and humble ourselves so that, you know, we sit here before God on our bended knees, praying to him and celebrating everything he's given us. It is for a time such as this. And the great thing you can know is it's, you know, we're already planning next year, believe it or not. And we haven't even started this one yet. But that's how things like this go. And they're just miraculous and amazing. You know? I've had people tell me that we needed more than faith to save this nation. That prayers and faith were not enough. And I have responded by saying that's not true. That we can't begin this fight unless we have prayers and faith, and then we can move forward to heal the nation, quite to the inverse. I still believe that. And it's going to take all of us, every single one of us, to commit in our ways. Now, the beauty about Bard's Fest is we're going to be streaming it online. We're going to be encouraging the Bard's Mini Fest or the Watching Fest. So we'll come up with a cool name for it, because we want churches to be involved. We want to encourage everybody to participate, whether you can be there or not. And the thing is, we're going to make it so it can be like that. And we'll come up with some neat ways of doing that. We have so much to do. And we have 55 days. Right? Which is basically like saying it's tomorrow, the way our time frame is working now. But things are coming together, and they will come together. And we're going to need everybody, no matter where you are, to pray with us, to be part of this with us, and to participate. Now, we have just a lot of neat things planned, and it's humbling to see something like this come together before you and watch just how God works. I've done some performances, or some, I guess, performances, whatever you want to call them, before, events. And I've several hundred, short of 1,000 people. One of the events I did was a reunion with, the first of the time ever duet, actually, with Peter Yarrow and his daughter Bethany Yarrow, and I had a private concert for that, and I put that all together. But that dwarfs what this is. And I know how much work that took, And I can tell you right now, this is a level of operation that's just mind-blowing how big it is. And yet God is taking care of everything. And the one thing I can tell you is that everybody on this team, every day we pray the same thing. God, this is your event. Guide us. Let us steward this to be as great an event as you would want it to be. And when we put that sort of trust in God, there's just no limit to what we can do. Seriously. I don't think anybody will come away from this untouched. And I think that as we leave this event, one of the big objectives that we have is that everybody that comes to this event leaves this event with a task, a commitment, something in their heart that they know that they're going to go back to their communities and do. And it's for that reason that we're also setting up these kind of mini education stations all over there where you can go and hang out and learn about the county by county seven pillars in different locations, seven different places, seven different storefronts or stalls that'll be dedicated to county by county that you can just go in and learn about each aspect and find something that's good for you. They're going to have their own lectures in each of those spaces. We're going to, our performances are going to be stunning. I mean, we're planning on having a Friday night performance where we all sing, at one point, we all sing Amazing Grace. And I'll let you in on a little secret, because I happen to know who's going to be playing the piano for Amazing Grace. And I'll bet you didn't know this. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny used to be a concert pianist. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to sing, work with Brian Kahenic. And his wife, Jill, and they will be all working together to bring Amazing Grace to the world. And it will be powerful. And we'll have other people up there too. It's going to be amazing what you're going to experience. And it's going to give everybody that's there together on both venues. We're going to be coordinating because we're going to coordinate with the other concert performance is going on the other venue. So we all sing Amazing Grace together. This is about coming together in fellowship. This is about all of us building that strength in the Lord in within us and in rocking this world with our love and our prayers. We have big announcements to make there too. And these will come and you will know about them. And these are big announcements of not just leaving the event going, oh, cool event. But I mean, there are big things happening that are going to be announced there about how we're going to create our new Patriot economy. And I'm not kidding you about what I'm telling you. It is big. It's coming like a freight train. And I just can't, I'm stunned every day when some of these calls I get and I'm like, wow. You really want to do that? And they're like, yes, we do. And like, okay, let's do this. Patriots, this is an opportunity for you to dream big. This is an opportunity for you to dream big and let God guide your dreams. Come to an event like this, network with people, pray, ask God for your guidance and his blessing. Let God lead you to do great things and let us all break free from this thing. This is like the launch off of Exodus, but with instead of having to deal with a Passover, we're going to deal with like jet engines and rock and roll. And oh boy, are we going to get some of that? You know? And I think you guys know that Pastor Caster McLeod that was on here, he is a guitarist, a good one, and he's got his band coming to play too. We just have great stuff happening. I'm just telling you. Every time I turn around, I'm like, wow. So just know that it's going to be incredible. And so tomorrow, I'm going to put the link up underneath the two shows tonight, and I'll put it up in the morning as well. The Ticketmaster links will be right here underneath the show. And you're going to be able to see the logo on Gab. If it's not up, I'll put it up tonight. And that's the Bard's Fest logo. And we'll get that going. And we'll add the second link as soon as it's ready for the outdoor venue, so you can get tickets for that. There's seating, there's assigned seating and a cap of 7,500 at the indoor venue. And there's no seating and basically no cap on the outdoor venue. So that's because it's two different types of venues. 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days. It's going to be amazing. And the fourth day, which is Sunday, it's going to be, we're going to end it with a bang. We're going to end it with a massive prayer and worship. We're going to end it with amazing music. And each day is going to be started with a sermon. Every day starts with a sermon. It just doesn't get much better than that. And what's really going to make it amazing is it's God's event, like I said. So question is, if you want to show up to be part of God's event, well, I can tell you where it's at. It's in St. Charles, Missouri. It's on the 26th to the 29th of August. God's got this thing called Bard's Fest. It's all His. And if you'd like to come and play around in one of God's events, you're welcome to come. It's a big deal. It's a place where, personally, what I think it's going to shake the world. I think it's going to rock the bedrock of everything that people know. And when we get through with this, I don't think the world will be the same in a good way for once. Because once this happens, everybody that follows it is there, present, is praying for it. Everyone's going to get touched. There's no hope in this one. It's a knowing. Because when you bring this many people together with one common interest, evil can't stand on this one. And when we leave this, it's going to be the biggest sowing of seeds that you've ever imagined. It will be the biggest bringing of light that you've ever seen. And it will literally rock the heavens. And in so doing, we will take back this country and we will take back this world in the name of Christ Jesus and God Himself. So that's tonight's show. It's a big day tomorrow. And I think that if you'll join me in a prayer to bless this launch that will happen tomorrow after many months of hard work, if you take the time to have prayers for everybody on the Bard's team, I would be grateful. They have just really worked so hard, and we have such an amazing team. And if you'll please add your prayers to keep everybody safe and to continue to allow God to bring our blessings to this event, that would be wonderful. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, on the eve of what will be the beginning of the calling for people to come to your event, on the eve of the launch of the tickets of the first event and many more things to come, Lord, we ask for your blessing to bring the many to your event, to bring the many to open their hearts, to experience what it is to be truly around your love in such a mass scale. Lord, we ask for your continued blessings on this journey, that we may continue to be touched by all of the things that we need, to be blessed with your gifts, to allow us to steward this event to be as big as you possibly want it, Lord, to let ourselves dream big and let those dreams manifest, to not be restrained by any fear, any concerns, and to know that you are with us in all of this, and that this should be and must be the biggest and greatest revival in the history of humankind. Let us use those tools of technology to connect the world in a way that has never been seen. Let us use those moments of blowing the shofar that every country in the world is touched. Let us raise those clay pots with light, and let us be reminded of the power of the 300 in Gideon. Lord, let us shake the foundations of this earth, and let us shake the foundations of this nation, and let Bardsfest represent something that is truly and will become truly not just historical but biblical. Let it be that event that transforms the bedrock of darkness to the bedrock of faith of this nation and every patriot across this world. We ask for the many that will come to bless them, to keep them safe on their travels, to allow the many patriots to find the strength in fellowship, to be blessed by the experience when they come, to not let anything hinder them if they desire to come, to give them the blessings, Lord, that no matter where they are, if they have the desire in their heart to come, to that such an experience can happen. To not be limited by anything that's in our minds, our fears, our budgets, but to let them come, Lord. And let us fill this place, St. Cloud, or St. Charles, and St. Louis. Let us overflow it beyond the capacity with more patriots than they've ever imagined, more God-loving, Christ-fearing patriots ever imagined. Let us wake this world. Let us shake out the nasty leftist communists in St. Louis. Let us establish your strength and your power within these two communities to make this an example of what happens when many come and assemble to pray and humble ourselves before you and pray for the healing of a nation. Let nothing hold us back, Lord. And when we have this festival, we ask that you bless us all to bring the amazing grace of your words through every single act, through every single performance, through every single speech. Let everyone there be touched so that when this event is over, not one person returns without a commitment in their heart of what they're going to do to continue to push forward, to occupy your kingdom, to expand this control of this land and to bring Christ into this world in the most powerful way possible. We thank you for what you've given. We continue to thank you for the privilege of being part of the stewardship of this amazing event. May you bless us and guide us in all we do. In Christ's holy name, amen. So it is a big night. I doubt I'll even sleep tonight. And I just got a new logo from our graphic designer for County by County, which is just rockin' cool. I've got to read through that. So many things happening like this. So much commitment to this. It's unbelievable. So I just encourage you to be excited. Have hope. Not hopium, but have hope. Hope and true faith in the power of the Lord within you. And know that this is going to touch us all. Put your prayers up for this because this is an event we all need. This is an event where we strike the greatest blow ever. The greatest blow ever to darkness. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into this fight. Patriots, there is no stopping us. We are on a 55-day march to Bardsfest. And that begins the beginning of something greater than we can ever imagine. And we will make it happen because we have God in our heart, we have God at our back, and we're walking in the body of Christ. And in the end, not only is this God's event, but God's going to win. So have a very blessed night. See you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Pacific, 8 a.m. Eastern. Until then, or until the next time. God bless. Good night. Thank you. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment, been out of our depth, now we're diving in. The light up ahead. sets down over the hill where the lost got found. Reaching through somehow, oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.